L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Renton. I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Major League Baseball has begun. Major League Baseball is back. We've got games going on right now as we speak. There's a ton of runs that have been scored. Jacob DeGrom gets lit up on opening day. Meanwhile, Baltimore and Boston rack up 19 runs at Fenway today. People wanted runs. They wanted scoring. That's what we've got. Right now, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals are tied at 5. Drew Martin's going to step up and in. We're going to break it down. We've got Dave Sharapan kicking it with us. The Ranger Reddit, Cam Stewart is ready to go. George Kurtz will join us as well. How you doing, Cam?
Good, Gabe. It's good. On the radio show last night, I remember you talked about the Cubs, and I bet them and had Baltimore. That was a sweat job. It's been actually a really good start to baseball so far. Let's keep the train rolling. And, yeah, there's more games tonight. And looking forward to that NIT final as well with two CUSA teams, big board, lots of hockey. Man, it's a great sports betting night. We got a huge card.
It's a great week. And of course, next week we have the Masters as well, NHL and NBA playoffs rapidly approaching, but it's all about baseball right now. We're off and running as the Atlanta Braves beat down the Washington Nationals. I think it's going to be a long season for the Washington Nationals this year when Patrick Corbin's your best pitcher. And, I tell you what, another play that we talked about last night was the Atlanta Braves team total 4.5. I'm not a big team total guy, Cam. You know, a lot of people, like you said, you know, we play a lot of games. I got prop sides. I got a million things going on. I'm not a massive team total guy, but when I saw the Atlanta Braves team total at 4.5, and I'm like, really? They're going to score, you know, they'll score 5 runs in the first 3 innings. They pretty much did. They end up with 7. That's an easy win, -1.5. We remind people, if you like big favorites in baseball, just play them on the run line. And if you lose, fine. But you can't lay the -250s and the -300s. I don't mind laying the run lines. I don't mind parlays either. But my policy when it comes to these favorites and baseball parlays, only if it ends up as plus money. If it ends up plus money, I don't have a problem with it. But I don't want to be laying favorites at minus money in any circumstance, Cam, during a 162-game season.
I agree. Yeah, we're going to play some small ones, but you're right. And a lot of those money line parlays, we've learned, they go to die. So far, so good, though, earlier. I guess if you did like Atlanta-Tampa Bay parlay would be pretty popular. I know a lot of people probably have the closing end with Ohtani and the Angels tonight. But over time, Renzi, it'll get you. Small favorites and dogs. Look at the dogs we took today. Cubs, they're plus money. Baltimore, plus money. So a lot of these dogs in baseball come in. So, yeah, I like that strategy big time.
Well, the Cubs are a team that I like the over this year at 77.5, and great start. We like Stroman, and something to keep your eye on. Players that played in the WBC and played well in the WBC, I'm expecting a carryover. Put it this way, who do you think is more prepared to play baseball right now? Somebody that played high-level baseball in the WBC or somebody that was playing Cactus League baseball and playing golf all day in Arizona for the last 4 weeks? There's a different level of intensity right now with some of these players. So nothing better than the Major League Baseball opening day. And we remind people, bad teams can win on opening day as well.
Damn right.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Morantz. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM channel 159. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, whatever platform or network you are watching us on. Major League Baseball is back, and so are the runs. 5-5 Toronto Blue Jays and the St. Louis Cardinals right now. Blue Jays had a hot start. They put up 3 in the first, but the Cardinals have chipped away Now we're up to 10 runs already, and we're only in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll keep our eye on this game. We've got 15 runs scored right now to Lone Star State. In-game total right now is 18.5. Jacob DeGrom on the hill. I thought these numbers were a little light today, Cam. The New York Mets, of course, lost Edwin Diaz in the WBC, and now they lose Justin Verlander. So they can't play in the WBC for this yet. Can't say we didn't see this coming, really, Cam. When you sign Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, when you sign two pitchers that are a combined age of like 84 or whatever, don't be surprised when they get hurt. And Verlander, I think, is a little bit more. I'm not going to say Scherzer's not a competitor, because obviously the guy's, you know, he's an assassin, but Scherzer's more just about the money, Cam. Like, he's a good pitcher, but he's point blank. He's like one of the union heads. He's just all about money. Verlander, I think, is a little bit more of a grinder, but they're both at this stage of their career. This was a disaster waiting to happen, Met fan, and your nightmares are coming true already.
Yeah, another thing, too, that you notice about Max Scherzer, and it's very dangerous. He starts off well, but due to his age and the innings that he's logged, Gabe, at the end of the season, he always hits a wall. Very dangerous for the Mets, too. And then they're going to have to work on the bullpen, see who eventually is going to take over the setup and closing role there. But, look at the Blue Jays in this game. They came off with a nice 3-0 lead to start. Manoah got rocked. Like, he looks absolutely like serving up meatballs to the Cardinals. They got a lot of good hitters on that team, but...
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Yeah, it's interesting. And watch out. This kid on Baltimore that was amazing, Rauchman, they talk about him. I think he was five for five today, Morenci. This kid is going to be like, he is on. So was he four for four? Sorry, I thought it was five for five. This kid's unstoppable. Like, yeah, with a homer. Thank you, Parker. All I know is he had a perfect day and Baltimore scored 10 runs. They might not have the pitching, Morenci, but they got some bats that can rake on that team. Santander, he's good too. So very interesting division, the AL East.
You know what? We'll see how it plays out when it's all said and done as far as the totals are concerned. But I would assume there's going to be more overs at the end of the day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions is back, and so is Major League Baseball. Pitch clock or not, baseball is back. Texas Rangers are leading the Philadelphia Phillies 9-6 right now in the bottom of the fifth inning. In-game total is 19.5 at FanDuel. We got the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds tied at 4 right now. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning. This game is a pick 'em. Total is 11.5. Minnesota Twins are up 2-0 on the Kansas City Royals in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're minus 800 right now. In-game total is 3.5. The Mets have just taken a 5-3 lead. Mets up 5-3 on the Marlins. Bottom of the seventh inning. The Mets are currently minus 650. Marlins, a Snoop Dogg 420. Total 10.5. Toronto Blue Jays and the Cardinals have already put up 10 runs. Their total right now is 13.5. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning. That kind of feels a little bit light, actually, doesn't it, Cam?
I agree.
Considering they're already at 10 runs, there probably will be another 4 runs in this game. There's a lot of at-bats left.
Good call, Morenci. And another thing is, I know the weather's not perfect, but it's a little bit warmer than places you'll see on the East Coast, but that ball's flying out of that park. We watched a couple home runs that Manoah gave up. Like, it's traveling, too. So, yeah, I would agree with you. I don't think I think we're going to have, like, maybe like an 8-7 type of game. Like, I think what are we in, the bottom of the fifth right now? Yeah, lots of baseball left.
Let's bring in Drew Martin as the marathon begins. Drew Martin, he doesn't love college sports. He also loves baseball as well. What's going on, Drew? How you doing?
Gabe, I'm doing pretty good, man. There's nothing like opening day. You know, I'll tell you this, man. There's good sports betting weeks of the calendar year, but with the Final Four, we got NHL, NBA going on, and opening day this week. This is one of the more underrated weeks of the calendar year, Gabe. I'll tell you that much, man.
Yeah, I don't want to be the Wicked Witch of the West, but I missed opening day on the same day the national championship Monday was. I actually remember, the Reds would open up in the afternoon. I remember being torn and being like, oh, man, the Expos, it's, man, the season opener, but it's the national championship game.
Exactly.
Right? And it always, I'd go for the baseball. I'd be like, all right, I'm biting the bullet. I'm going to the baseball game. Right? And I had that flashback. I was like, man, seriously, it's usually April. And it was always, the Cincinnati Reds were up first in the afternoon, and a couple of teams would come up after that, or the Reds would be the only game of the day. But nevertheless, tradition is long gone, but baseball is back, and it's just great to have another sport to bet on, Drew, right?
It really is.
What I like about the baseball betting, Cam and Drew, is every day there's like 15 games, right? These other leagues, there's 3 games, 4 games, 6 games, and they're not always good. And in baseball, you get like 15 games a day, 14 games a day, whatever. There's games every day, and there's a flow to it because there's a 3-game series going on as well, Drew. So, you know what I mean? You can bounce back. Will the team sweep? Will they not? There's a lot of good angles from a betting perspective.
Oh, you bring up a lot of good points, Gabe. I mean, baseball is one of I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's up there, man, just from a sports bettor. Plus the fact that there's so much data behind it, doing your research every day, it's kind of almost fun in that aspect of it. Plus the main bet of it, and I know you guys know this from being, knowing NHL very well, it's almost a benefit that it's a mainly money line sport, meaning when you bet on the money line, your interests are kind of in line with what the team wants rather than like, hey, you're laying, 7.5 and they're not covering the point spread. Sometimes I almost feel like as a sports bettor, that kind of gets annoying at times, betting football and basketball like that. So I think that's a big plus towards baseball.
What about the live too, Gabe? Let's talk about look at today, okay? Philadelphia is up 6-0. Texas, they score 9 unanswered. And you're getting ridiculous numbers. Look at the swings in the Jays game back and forth. Boston was getting crushed by Baltimore. They almost come back and win. You can find middles in this stuff, Gabe. And you talk about the overs. If they keep on scoring runs, if you play it right, a couple pluses, you sit back and go, okay, I'm in a pretty good position right now. Baseball live betting is amazing. It is amazing, the swings.
I agree. I think you're right, Cam. I think I was thinking about it last night with the National Hockey League where we cashed that in-game over 5.5 was hockey in-game betting. Drew, it's amazing. Over 43% of NHL teams, the winners this year. So the team that wins the game, 43% of the time this year, Drew, they have been trailing at some point in that hockey game.
Yeah,
and
my gosh.
In hockey, you're getting big-time odds when teams are down. Right. So plus 180, plus 220, there's these massive swings in hockey with the in game when a team scores a goal, and it's crazy. And Drew, 28%, bro, we're down 2 goals, which is big, big time money. Yep. So basically you're betting a team is down. So as Cam just stated, baseball is very similar in that sense. Man, you can be up 3-0, Drew, in the top of the first inning. So what? It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Maybe 20 years ago, you'd be like, oh, this is pretty cool. We got a 5-0 lead. Now it's yeah, whatever, dude. It's 5-0. It'll be 5-3 in 2 minutes, and it'll be 5-5 in 20 minutes. And that's the era we're in right now. So I think Cam is right as far as in-game betting. When teams are down, the plus money or plus run lines, another thing. Teams down 4-0, you're getting them plus 2.5 runs or something like that. There's a lot of runs scored in these games, man. And you can't be scared to take teams that are down in game.
That's a great point, Gabe. And your entry point, live betting for baseball, very important. And you bring up 3-0, top of the first. Unfortunately, I have a ticket right now. I'm sweating out on the Blue Jays who were up 3-0 in the top of the first. Now I'm seeing it's 5-5, top of the sixth, man, with Manoah on the hill. I felt really good about that. You're bringing up a dose of reality, man. 3-0, top of the first, Manoah on the hill with the Jays. And now we're sitting here sweating, man. It's very frustrating at times, but to your point.
Welcome to being a Toronto sports fan.
Yeah. And here's another thing, Gabe. Okay,
that's what they do.
Manoah,
that's what the Jays do.
Here's Manoah, okay? He has the best stuff. And again, I don't know what the hell's wrong with, dude, shake it off. Like, he gets one bad call from the ump. He's storming off the mound again. And then
he's too hot-headed. I've been saying this, Ken.
It's a problem. Like, Gausman, I just told Drew, Gausman's the guy. Gausman needs to talk to him and say, listen, Manoah, you could be emotional, but every time you get squeezed by the ump, you can't walk off, embarrass him, whatever. Buckle down and get the damn out. Like, that's his problem. Both home runs he served up, was he was angry after a bad pitch, and it's got to stop. That's his.
He's very pouty, Cam. You know what it is? He's got that Kyler Murray thing with Alec Manoah, Drew. He strikes you out. He stares you down, tells you to sit the F down, and he talks a lot of smack and stuff. But when things don't go his way, then, you know what I mean? He's that throw his glove guy and huff and puff, and, you know, it's the end of the world. And it's a selfish way to act, right? And another thing is, if you're a pitcher, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be smooth. Listen, it's his emotion. It is what it is. But I've always known, and I don't fully trust him, actually.
I agree with you.
I didn't take the Jays today, personally. I do have the Jays on a season win total bet, but I actually told people the Jays will lose today because everybody's hyping them up, and that's what they'll do. Like, they'll show up and they'll lose today.
That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. It's true.
That's why I didn't take them.
Everybody. Yeah, no, I agree with you, Marenzi. Like, they were up early and could have come back to the Cards. This is what the Jays do. Like, we haven't done one show, Drew, where people are like, everyone loves the Jays. And then you look into I watched the Yankees game prior. If Eric Cole's dealing like that, then there's going to be a big problem. Like, that guy was fantastic today. You saw, what do we have, 11 strikeouts? Webb had 12 for the Giants today. That was a defensive pitching brilliance by the Yankees today against the Giants. It's one game in, but if Cole's pitching like that, the Jays are, you know, the Yankees won't go away, Marenzi. You know what I'm talking about. We can hype up the Jays all we want. They got to do it. They got to prove it.
All right, it's going to be a heck of an AL East run. The race.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle. All right, let's get into the White Sox and the Astros on the other side. We have Colorado and San Diego. Shohei Ohtani.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Is on the hill tonight against the Oakland Athletics. I already got a head start on this. I was going to play a San Diego and a California Angel. What are they? Los Angeles Angels now? Whatever the hell they're called.
Yes, they are. Yeah. LA.
California, Anaheim, and Los Angeles. California is the best one.
I agree.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time of Simpsons continues. I am David Redson, kicking it. Drew Martin in the house, always like Thursdays, kicking it with Drew. Look forward to your final four takes. Cam Stewart throwing it down with us. Dave Sharapan will step up and in. I'm sure Dave will be wearing, I don't know, he'll wear like a an Angel hat on top of a Athletic hat on top of a Diamondback
actually,
hat. Like, I figure
think
like
he's going to wear Dodgers.
He's going to have like to make triple layers.
Yes, he might. I guarantee, though, his outer layer will be Dodgers to get you on his good side today. And then when somebody else says that, whatever, then he'll start pulling a carrot top. Trust me, I know Dave's angles.
Remember last night he busted the Dodger hat out and when I was
talking? Yeah, I know. He's like looking at you going, hey, Gamer's my Dodger hat there. You're like, hey, Dave, what's up, Dave?
I love Sharapan, but he has so many different things. I'm desensitized to it all now. It's too much. Point.
Me and you went to his show as a prop comic. We're like, whoa, this guy's got so many tricks in the trunk. Now I'm like,
he's like Carrot Top Cam. He's pulling them out like left and right. It's like, all right, bro, like, we get it. You got a lot of props.
We've seen your Mariner Dodger transition a few times there, Dave. Yeah, like, you know, it's the thing. I get it. Anyway, Drew, congratulations on your FAU pick to the Final Four, too. I wanted to make sure it was one of the best calls we've heard on the show. Didn't he say FAU?
30-1, Drew.
Good call, Drew. Excellent.
Thank you, man. FAU. Yeah. Right, 15 miles up the road from where I'm talking to you right now. Can you believe it, guys? I mean, all these schools, Michigan, Alabama, Georgia, you got all these.
North Carolina.
You can go wherever you want. Duke, North Carolina. And this school in Boca Raton, FAU, is playing in the Final Four. Well, I'm telling you guys, I mean, I think UConn's going to win the national championship, Gabe and Cam. But I would not be surprised if FAU wins the national championship. I couldn't imagine what Boca Raton will turn into. They'll actually be flying a banner, having this sign on I-95. It would be crazy.
The party will continue into the late night hours all the way until 10 p.m. if they win.
Well, that's what I was going right.
Lights out, seniors.
The early bird specials extended till 8 tonight.
Exactly.
The bars, hey, listen, we're going to stay up late tonight. We're staying open till 10.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? Oh, we usually close it down at 7. We get 10, 3 extra.
No, I'm kidding. It'll be lit.
It'll be half off Botox as well, you know, down in.
Excellent, Drew.
Hey, great call, Drew. And I only shake my head because I'm a San Diego State fan. I've always liked them. You know, I'm a Dutcher guy. Being a Michigan fan, going back to the Fab 5 days. And FAU, Drew, I mean, this is when we met many years ago. FAU at the IFBC.
Oh, yeah.
When I gave FAU over 4.5, I said, this is the best bet ever. They're going to kill it. I said, Lane Kiffin's going to eat these guys for breakfast. And FAU won 11 games that year. It was a great bet. It was a great speech to go along with my long field goal prop. As Cam knows, they even sent me jerseys and merch and gear and everything. Florida Atlantic. And I put a knife in their back and took Kansas State.
You did. Ooh. Know what it is? I do that too to teams that are good to me. And I always sit back afterwards and go, that team's never done you wrong. Why are you doing this? It's a sign. You got to bet them again.
It's like me betting on the Ohio State woman. Of course, they lost the other night.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it. Ohio State, hate them. Men, women, all of them. Hate them all.
Yeah.
Hate them all.
And Gabe, hey, I just want to say real quick, I don't think you did yourself justice, guys. Let me paint a quick picture here. We're down in Costa Rica. We go out the night before. Gabe's having a great time, maybe throwing back a few too many. Gets up, puts the microphone in his hand in front of hundreds of people, and he's like, FAU, 4.5, whatever the win total was. He's like, up and over. The team wins the dang conference. They win Conference USA. I think they had double-digit wins. Lane Kiffin comes out of nowhere. It was a great speech. It was enthusiastic, and he nailed the season win total. I've never really seen anything like it. It was probably the best sports betting pick I've ever seen, combined with the best in-live, real-life speech I've ever seen in my life.
Down
there in Central
it.
America. Unbelievable, Gabe.
I was sweating like a bastard, Cam. It's on YouTube.
You really
somewhere.
Were.
It was Costa Rica. I was just dripping.
I remember you in Vegas too when you were in the ballroom. I'm like, wow, Morenci, I could tell he's into the White Claws. Like, yeah, you had like the sweats going. I know that look. That's me. That was like a puddle.
I appreciate that, Drew. No, and I swear to God, Cam, it was like such a good speech. It was almost like I was a politician. I walked off the stage and all these people came up shaking my hand. I'm hammering that bet. Remember, too, people are like, I'm putting 10,000
on. You're like,
people came up to
Atlantic.
Me like, oh my God, if I was a politician, they were like, you got my vote, bro. People like, I was like, wow, that was a good speech. But anyways, I don't take them. But anyways, I do, Drew, though, have UConn to cut down the nets at 22-1.
Yes. Oh, great bet. I mean, right now they're the favorite, I believe, right? FanDuel, I think it's minus 125-ish. You know, like granted, they got to win 2 games, but still, you got to lay
a game against Miami. 20-1.
I don't want to lay the 5.5. I mean, I think UConn wins. I really do, Gabe. I mean, granted, all four teams left are very well coached, in my opinion. Dusty May, a lot of people don't know him for FAU, but he is a good coach as well. But the other three, obviously, well-known names here. UConn, I think, is the most talented team. Look, they've been blowing teams out. You know, so if Miami's right there with them, I definitely don't want to lay the 5.5 with UConn. And if I will give one up to the University of Miami, we saw it against Texas. We've seen these kids knock down their free throws. They're very well coached, always in position. They got good guard play. And Jim Larrañaga, Man, I really do think he's the best head coach in all of college basketball. He's not getting enough credit down there in Miami. Gabe, sidewise, I think it's real difficult, man. I hate to kind of take that scapegoat. I think UConn wins. I just don't want to lay the 5.5, man.
Should be a track meet. No, I totally get it. I totally get it. UConn have been great. UConn are like that boxer, like the number one contender, Cam, that looks like they're like, damn, man, yeah, that guy's messing people up, bro.
Yeah.
Like, like bang, bang. But here come Miami is sort of that, you know what I mean? It's like UConn, I don't know, it's almost like
Hagler. Take a few on the chin.
It's like UConn, UConn is like Hagler, and here comes the hitman, you know, Thomas Hitman Hearns. Miami just have that sort of street thing in them. They're older, they're tougher. You know, Drew, these kids on the Hurricanes are scared of nobody. If you told these kids you're playing the Miami Heat tomorrow, they'd be like, bring them on. Let's go.
I'll take the Hurricanes plus the points.
You want them? Plus 26.
I'll take it. Heat suck. I'm on the Hurricanes.
Yeah, you know what, guys? It's almost like one of those things, like after the national championship late on Monday night, if UConn wins this all, we're going to be like, man, we should have known that and bet them because they look so dominant. But there's something in me, you know, you get in this sports betting business for you know, a few years now, and you just learn well-coached, catching points, a mean green team like Miami, like you're saying, Gabe. And I just don't like laying this number, man, because it's in foul fest range. I don't know what UConn wins 75, 71, something like that. And they're happy doing so. But you lose your bet on the Huskies. It's probably going to be Miami plus 5.5 just for a little bit for me.
Cam Larrañaga and the Miami Hurricanes 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 NCAA tournament games. And you're getting 5.5.
I'm actually looking long and hard at Miami. It's very tough. I think it's a very good spread. But the thing about UConn, Gabe, like inside they're tough. Their shooters are good. They're well coached with Hurley as well. Like they're
lethal.
Good, but you're right. Yeah, they are. They're like a lethal killer. Like there's no DNA at the scene. They just carve people up. It's tough. But Miami is gritty. So that's the thing. I lean UConn right now, but we'll see.
You know, the thing with UConn, as you mentioned, listen, Jordan Hawkins is a stud, right? So Jordan Hawkins is a first round draft pick. Sanogo is a stud. The 7-footer, the kid they bring in off the bench, might be better than he is, Drew.
Yeah.
Like how many teams have that where it's like, yeah, we got two dudes that are this fast, fluid, like Cam, those big dudes on UConn run, bro. They run like guards. They're down the court. Blocking shots, bang, back to the other side. Like I said, they're like a well-precision machine, this team. Like I said, so you got the inside game. Then you got Jordan Hawkins playing on the outside here. You know what I mean, too? When they look the part, Drew. You know what I mean? You look at UConn, it's like, dude, they all have like big white shoulders. Everybody's ripped and in shape. Like, there's no one, you know what I mean, Cam? Like, they ain't missing any meals. Yep. Like, it's a well-oiled program. Like,
you're right.
Saying?
They're ripped.
Like, it's just, they're ready to go. They're well-fed. They're ready to go. Let's go. You know what I mean?
Big time. Big time. It's just
Jay Billis picked them to win before the tournament started, too.
It's a good pick. Think about Miami.
Some other guys did. They were trying to pick UConn.
We failed to realize they were in big trouble against Drake. In their opener, they were losing.
Like, exactly right,
late
Cam.
In that game, like I was on.
I'm glad you bring that up. We failed to remember. Everybody's talking about how tough Miami is. Miami this, Miami that. Yeah, you all like Drake 2 weeks ago against these guys. Y'all said Drake, we're gonna knock him out in the first game. Drake were one of the most trendy picks of all.
Mm-hmm. I like Drake. Yeah, I shouldn't have hung out with the hipsters that night. I should have gone to the metal show. Been a big mistake. That band,
Dinosaur Junior and stuff. Come on.
Hey, settle down, Moretz.
That's right. I'm kidding.
That guy can shred. He can shred. But anyway, I'm going to say this. That's not well played. But I'm saying, like, Drake, like, really gagged at the end of that game. Like, that was a hardcore collapse. Like, they were winning. They had that game in check. They were up 5 with, 2 minutes left. They missed, like, all the last shots. Drake had him on the ropes, Gabe. How good's Drake?
Everybody loves the Drake. Or they did.
Not me. I hate the Drake.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs. I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We'll find out if you hate the White Sox or the Astros on the other side. I'm thinking about a low-scoring game.
Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues, and I am Gabe Morency, kicking it. Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart. There's so much talk all the time about the NFL draft. I'm just looking at an NBA mock draft right now. No surprise, Victor Wembanyama will be the top pick in this draft. It's funny, I'm seeing right now Brandon Miller will be the second pick, according to some mock drafts, over Scoot Henderson, which is a surprise, right? Everyone's loved the Scoot Henderson from the Ignite Cam in the G League, but Brandon Miller, of course, the kid from Alabama. So, yeah, really, like the whole thing, yeah, really hurt him, eh, Cam? Kid's going to go second or third in the draft.
You might really hurt him. You talked about it earlier, and you've seen more than me, but I've seen a little bit. I'd go with Henderson over Miller. Sorry. I think he has more upside. That's my opinion.
Me too. I totally agree with you. I think Scoot Henderson. Drew, I don't know how much you track this, but without – it wasn't for Victor Wembanyama was right. Victor said it jokingly. He didn't say it like a jerk, but he was standing next to him. And he said, yeah, if I was never born, he'd be the number one pick of the draft this year.
Yep.
I think it's true. I think it was true. Like, I'm with you, Cam. I think Henderson's that superstar type of guy. He's a kid, bro. He already lights it up. Like, this kid's the real deal. Brandon Miller's good, but I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't take him second overall. What do you think, Drew? Scoot Henderson or Miller?
Oh, man, I'd probably lean Miller. I got to do a little bit more research, though, and project out a little bit more. But,
Plus, I don't like his decision. His decision-making, like, off the court. I'm not giving this kid all this money.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
He gave a gun to a guy that was used in a homicide. Yeah. Like, use your head, dude. You're going to the NBA. Like, that just tells you right there he's already, like, I get it. People make mistakes, but that's a monster mistake. Like, that's
put it this way. I'm just being real.
I agree.
If he's on my team and I'm not paying him, I don't care. Fine. Right? But I'm not going to give a kid, I'm not going to give this kid $120 million and make him rich. When I saw what he was like when he was poor, right? I'm like, no. Like, yeah, he might be a good player, but this is like, look at Ja Morant. Like, I'd just be like, no. I got nothing against the kid. I wish him the best of luck. I'm not even saying he's a bad kid. I'm just saying I wouldn't hire him. Just out of like, if I got one guy that hasn't done this and another guy that has, I'm going to go with the better. You know what I mean? I don't need an archangel here. I'm not looking for an archangel. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying like... Just say I'm asking like a kid that wasn't part of a homicide. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe I'm old fashioned.
We don't need a choir boy.
Like, he comes up in the scouting department like, Listen, was he part? Well, maybe we'll go with the guy that wasn't part of the homicide investigation. How's that sound? Just me.
I like that lead. I like that lead, too.
You like that? That's my strategy, Cam, as a GM. Let's go with the kid that's not under investigation.
I don't care if you went to church or you know, do whatever. Yeah, like,
but yeah, I don't care if you're an archangel.
Don't give a gun to somebody. That's something I don't really think that's cool. But anyway, it is what it is.
All right. Yeah, what are we Dylan Cease and Valdez. So, Framber Valdez, Drew, this guy last year, he might be the most underrated pitcher in baseball. I mean, he had like literally had like 23 consecutive, what do they call, quality starts. It was like, but 6 innings, you know, 3 innings of less and whatever, like said 3 runs or less, 6 innings, whatever that, like the quality start. But he is just super freaking consistent, this guy. Right, he's going to give you 6 innings. He's going to give up 2 runs, and that's that. And then you got Dylan Cease, who's a stud waiting to happen, an ace waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go under 7.5 in this game, gentlemen. That's my pick.
I agree.
Under the number. What do you got, Drew Martin?
I might take. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough one. I see where you're going with that. You get the consistency from Valdez. You get Cease, where his ceiling. Very high for a pitcher. 7.5, though, Gabe. It's in Minute Maid, a hitter's park. It's also opening day. One thing I'm a little bit worried about on opening day, and, you know, really here, I guess, late March, the month of April, how long are they going to let these starters go before, you know, they might have quick leashes. Also, one thing I always keep in mind, the Astros at home here, Gabe, is I'm not saying they are going to be banging on trash cans, but there's something 2 Minute Maid and the Astros performed well. I have the Astros.
You're still paranoid. You're still worried.
Yes, I am.
I'm just saying, you know, they could be. You know,
yeah,
it's true.
They win.
Yeah, but Altuve and his buzzer ain't playing. We should bring that up. Altuve's not in the lineup.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
buzzer.
You know how I roll too. I'm going to get a half a run, Cam. I'm going to make it a nice even 8, under 8.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, no, if those guys go 6, then I think they're both way, like, these pitchers are above average. Cease says nasty stuff. You talked about Valdez. He's lethal. It's just, yeah, the only issue is with Houston and the way they rake. But yeah, I like the under as well. I would bet this game under for sure.
That's what I'm doing. And let's go.
I like the White Sox
this year, actually, but I'm not taking them in this game. I like them this year, but I'm not taking them in this game. I'm not messing with the Astros, like Drew said, at home. I'm just going with the under here. Okay, well, what's your pick, Cam? I'm going under. Drew, Cam, what do you guys picks on this game?
I'll take the under with you, and I'm going to probably take the White Sox +1.5, but under.
Drew?
I like Houston. Lay the line, -142. Houston in Minute Maid. Go with the Astros.
It's +140 right now with FanDuel. You laid a run.
Paranoia pick. Don't mess with the Astros.
Should note it's the banner night tonight. Raising the banner. Going to be standing around for a while.
No, Chicago on the run line. Sprinkle money line for the old banner night. I like going on the opposite team as they seethe and get angry when they watch other teams celebrate with banners. So I like that.
They want it to be them. They're like, that's going to be us. Then they get all fired up.
Yep.
No, in all honesty, in hockey, it's a big thing, Drew.
It is.
Even if you played hockey your whole life, it sucks standing on skates. Like, it can't.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, no, it does. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, Wayne Gretzky would tell you, I don't like standing, like, just standing there. Like, you know, even Kachuk could play to the All-Star game. They said, are you enjoying it? He goes, I've had my freaking skates on for an hour. I haven't done anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all tight and stuff. Like, his ankles are hurt. Like, you know what I mean? It's like. But the whole thing is, in ceremonies in the NHL, the team, the home team, has to be part of it. So they're all standing there, bro, or they're sitting on the bench, and it's like 40 minutes and stuff. It goes on and on and on, and they got to tap their sticks on the ice, and they got to be part of it. Meanwhile, the other team's just in the dressing room resting, right? And the home, so the road team always has had an advantage in these banner nights. It's weird because the Super Bowl night, the Thursday night, the home team always wins. I'm just bringing it up, Cam. It is a banner night. Just throwing it out there.
I
figured you would like that little angle. I knew you were looking for a little edge to take the White Sox and reason. So I'm just telling you, it's a banner night. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah, Banner Knight. Let's bet against the Banner Knight.
You're like the homicide cop, and I'm in the interrogation. You know where I'm going, what I'm going to say. Yeah. And you know
I'd be good, like, I'd be good at entrapping you and other criminals to be like, listen, just tell him it's Banner Knight. He's going to be sold out now.
Don't you do? You'd be the criminal to give the guy when he's like, oh, can I get a soda? He's like, oh, you know, you bring him like a burger bag for me, soften me up with some food and stuff. Yeah, I know the way it works. I want the White Sox in the under, though. You've sold me on Banner Knight.
Dude, White Sox plus 1.5 is minus 170. It's a little pricey, but I like that.
I'm going to have to take, you know what? I'm going to have to take the money line then, that 170, or I'm going to have to do something with it.
All right, San Diego. I like San Diego minus 1.5. I already have them in a parlay, but I think they're gonna roll Colorado. Big game. Tatis Jr. is gonna go off. Let's get in on his props. He owes it to the crowd. He's had a good spring. I think Tatis Jr. hits a home run tonight. I'm gonna play total bases and maybe a home run prop with Tatis Jr. What do you got, Drew?
Love the Padres as well here, Gabe. I mean, laying more than $2 right kind of isn't really my flavor, but I think Snell and the Friars, they really want to run away with this, but it goes off at the same time here. It's the same team, Gabe. I love the Padres over 93.5 wins. This lineup, what they did, the private equity tycoon, Peter Schleyer, their owner, opened up the pocketbook. They got a good bullpen too, good starting staff, and that lineup is ridiculous. I know it's a pitcher's park, but I actually think the Padres rack up some wins and flirt with triple-digit wins here. So before this game goes off, guys, bet up and over 93.5 wins for the Padres, Gabe.
I put a nickel on it about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, you did. You know what? Mm-hmm. I didn't load up my account. I basically
first
had the money.
Baseball?
I was like, you know, this and that.
You're betting nickels already? Wow.
No.
It's a season win total.
I bet a nickel on San Diego win total.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking tonight's game. I bet a nickel. Wagers back. Holy jeez.
No, I've been betting. I put my biggest play so far, Cam, today was 350. I put 350 on the Braves.
I can't lie. But I had like hundreds.
No, but I split it up, buddy, though. I split it up. Like I had 150 on the team total. I had 100 on a part. You know what I mean? But no, I'll be full. I'm always honest with the units. I'm going 150 a unit so far, guys. I've been playing. That's sort of what I'm locked into here, Cam. I'm generally like 150 a game, 150, 150, 150.
I start with like 150, and if we get on a heater, then we can start playing with some house money, and then, I agree 100%. Padres.
But I did put a nickel on San Diego, though, with Drew, and I put a nickel on the Angels under 81.5. The Angels aren't a plus 500 team. I don't understand. Like, I get it. Otani's awesome and stuff and Trout, whatever. I like the Angels. I hope they're good. Even from my money, if I lose, I don't even care. They won't be good. They won't be. They're not going to win 82 games, that team. So I put a nickel on that. And I put 1,000 on the Blue Jays over 91.5. And I put 500 on the Dodgers, and then I erased it. I was like, what am I doing? I'm not putting more on the Blue Jays than the Dodgers. So I put 1,000 on the Dodgers. I was like, Dodgers, 1,000. and I took San Diego. Sorry. And I took San Diego over 93.5 as well.
Question. Like, I'm going to tell you, one team is going to trip up the public parlay tonight. What team is it? You tell me.
The White Sox.
Because I'm telling you, not every favorite's going to win.
Is it the D-backs? But the Dodgers aren't that big of a favorite at 174. That's not a massive favorite, Cam. You know what I mean?
It's medium. It's a medium-sized favorite. You're right. It's not over $2.
Are the Athletics going to beat Otani, Drew? I don't think so. I don't think so, Cam.
You know what? It's a great question. I'm going to be honest with you, Gabe. One of these teams.
Gallen,
this is the game
versus the Dodgers. Arizona.
I worry about this Angels game. You tell me. I bet. Say out of 1,000 betting tickets with parlays, there's not one person betting the
put it this way, Cam. Out of these games, if you told me, okay, which favorite you're going to hammer, you're going to put 1,000 on this between Colorado and San Diego, LA and Oakland, Arizona at the Dodgers. The team I trust the most is San Diego, Kem, out of these.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
So that is process of elimination. And I don't trust the Astros. I think the White Sox could beat the Astros. And I think the Dodgers will win, though.
I don't know anything about this pitcher for Oakland. Like, it's one of the ERA. Yeah.
The hockey player. Kay Muller.
Kyle Muller. Kay Muller. I love Kirk Muller. One of my favorites of all time, Kay Muller. Yeah.
Dude, I had the host of the Angels postgame show on the other night. This guy, Trent Rush, he's been doing the show for years. He's a UC Irvine play-by-play. He goes, Gabe, who the hell's this guy? Muller. Ooh, Kay Muller. Never heard of him before. That's 2 days before the season. He's a pro, Cam. He told me, he goes, who the hell's this Muller guy starting for? He goes, Gabe, do you ever heard of this guy? He goes, I don't know who he is.
No. You're right.
Kyle Muller. That's who he is. Kyle Muller.
For the A's, nobody knows him. Like, who is he?
Even baseball guys don't know. Who's Kyle Muller?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips. 24.
L-E-T-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock. Cam Stewart, what are you betting on? What do you have for us?
Okay, Morenci, hold on here. I'm a little bit slow on the trigger. That pasta is going to put me for an, I'm kind of fading pretty quick here. Hockey. Could Drew start first? I got to find a couple things here. I'm sorry.
This is worse than Popovy yesterday.
No. I'm actually.
You should have said, I already gave him to you.
Yeah, Paul Gorey. Did I just give you a pick? Okay. No, Paul. We'll do him again.
Okay. Drew, what do you got for us? Drew, what do you got? Oh, you got some your chance. What do you got, Drew?
Okay, sorry. My fault.
Speaking of Paul Bovey, I believe he's at Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and Julio Urias pitching for the Dodgers. Gabe, I actually wanted to throw out an angle, see what you guys thought of the pitchers that pitched a bunch in the World Baseball Classic, maybe actually looking to fade him in opening day or bet on him. I was actually leaning
bet on.
Okay.
I don't know. They've been pitching intense baseball.
Look at Stroman today.
Did Jacob DeGrom pitch in a WBC? No, he got lit up today.
Stroman was great.
Sandy Alcantara did, though, right?
Stroman did. And Stroman pitched in the WBC. He's a Marlin. What do you expect? Sorry, Drew. Yeah. All right. This is really just not working, is it?
Like, here we go. Guys. San Diego Padres up and over 93.5 wins. Season win total San Diego Padres over. That's my best bet, game.
All right, Cam, bring it. We'll get to the hockey on another side. There's only one baseball game now, anyways.
I was just going to give you the Penguins and Bruins parlay to -129 in baseball. I will take, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the Chicago White Sox +124 and under. What's the juice on eight? What is it?
140.
Sold. I want a flat.
No, 130 even. 135, whatever.
Yeah, I'm done. There it is.
Yeah, that's my pick. One baseball pick. I'll give you some hockey picks on the other side. One baseball pick. Houston Astros, White Sox under eight. Drew, NIT, who you got tonight? UAB or North Texas?
Conference USA. How about it, guys? Right. They dominate. I'm going to go UAB, the Blazers. Win a close one.
Oh, but UAB in the over. UAB in the over.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.